Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Peter Martini, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you today as we discuss matters pertaining to the Ministry of Finance. And as you know, every week I have somebody sitting in the studio where we can discuss matters to help us have a better understanding of how the Ministry of Finance work. I must congratulate them, the Honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell, and the Permanent Secretary, who we have worked with, Timothy Antwine, we have worked with Mr. Mike Sylvester, and now we have Ms. Kim Frederick. You have the full responsibility of the Ministry of Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We take a word from our sponsors. We come right back and we continue our discussion here with Ms. Emlyn Samuel, who is the legal assistant, and we have Ms. Corinne Maureen Alexander, the public relations officer, all coming out. Pretty much we're talking taxes here, Inland Revenue Department, and I will be speaking later on with Ms. Allison Cavalette, who is the deputy controller. And you know, they're picking up a lot of money these days, I hear. So we'll talk to her about that and hear what's going on there. We take a word of our sponsors, we come right back. This is Inside Finance.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Okay, welcome back, folks. With me in the studio, I have Ms. Corinne Maureen Alexander, Public Relations Officer, and Ms. Emlyn Samuel, who is the legal assistant. Welcome to Inside Finance, folks.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have both of you here today so you could talk to us about happening. How is things going in the Inland Revenue Department?
Things are going well.
Well, yes. The smiles, all you have, all you're collecting a lot of money too, I hear.
Yeah? Things are going well. Yes. There's room for improvement, but things are going well.
Oh, that's very good. Yes. Who's head of the Inland Revenue Department now?
Okay, our controller is Mr. Michael Stephen.
Michael Stephen, yes. Because the young lady who was in charge, Ophelia Wells Cornwall. Mm-hmm. Very nice young lady, I must
very
say.
Nice. Very
oh,
nice.
Man, I enjoy working with her.
Okay. Yes.
So I guess you all miss her.
I do. Yes, I do.
But she's there. She's still in the building.
She's still in the building.
As Deputy PS. Okay. Responsible for Inland Revenue and Customs.
Ah, so yes. She still have the responsibility.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So tell me, the 21st of March was a due date for filing. What tax type? And are these tax type always due on March 31st every year? And just talk to me about those two.
Okay, the tax types that were due on March 31st were annual stamp tax, personal income tax, and corporation income tax. Okay, that's the three taxes that were due on March 31st. But AST is always on March 31st. The other two, they're...
AST, what is AST?
AST is annual stamp tax.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Annual stamp tax, AST, is always due on March 31st, but PIT and CIT is 90 days after your financial year or fiscal year.
Okay, so that comes whenever your fiscal year ends.
Yes.
Correct.
Then
yes.
You then work through...
Yes.
Through that,
but now, most personal income tax, most people, their period is... It ends on March 31st,
March
the 90
31st.
Days or so.
Because it runs from January to December.
December. I see. So you take three
so
months.
So the 90 days after December 31st.
Pretty much end around the same time.
Yes.
Okay, I see. So how has it been going? How has things been going so far? I know there are a lot of changes has taken place in the past 3 years with the changes with the structural adjustment. There are a number of changes that you made.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the achievements and some of the difficulties you've been having.
Okay, well, we've been able to surpass our targets, and that's a plus. And we want to thank the taxpayers very much for filing on time, paying on time. We do appreciate that very much. Without you, our numbers would not be up. Okay.
So talk to us about the numbers. What does the numbers look like?
Okay, well, for this past month, our target was of 33 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we surpassed it by quite a bit. We are now 41.9, I think. Yeah, 41.9
for
million.
The month.
Yes, yes. So now, we did very well.
So let me ask this question: what are we doing now? And I guess I'll ask custom that. But on your end, what are you doing now that you weren't doing before?
I think what I would say, though, Pastor Simon, is that we are out there more engaging our taxpayers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want them to come in. We don't want them to see us as just the police of taxes. We want them to say, you know what? Come in. Help us to help you.
So right? The friendlier engagement.
Yes. And that is what we're promoting now.
You're not coming to close down with business anymore.
We don't want it. We don't want have it. We don't want it to reach to that.
Because that's how Ollie used to behave. Yes. Ollie used to behave like Ollie wanted to destroy us and close down with business. So reacting to you. But now it's more an engagement with people in helping to see where they are.
Yes.
And helping them to get to where you think they should be.
Yes. And even go further.
Mm-hmm.
Further with their business. Because once they improve on their business, Inland Revenue improves on compliance and collection.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because we do calls, we call, and we send reminders. We ensure that they know that they have to meet their obligations, and we want them to do it in time. So we contact them and tell them, come in. If you do not have, in some instances, taxpayers can come, and if they don't have all the monies, we can do a payment plan that will ensure that they can meet their obligations.
So it's more of a relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the Prime Minister in his 2017 budget speech announced a reduction in the personal income tax rate. When does that take effect, and what are the new rates?
Okay, so PIT, that's personal income tax, which individuals pay. Yes, it has two rates, 10% and 30%, effective January 2017, so as announced by Prime Minister. In 2016, the rates were 15 and 30. So we have a 5% reduction for persons earning...
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
For persons earning above $3,000 per month or $36,000 per year. And up to $5,000 per month to $60,000 per year. Persons earning above $60,000, the 30% remains. And no change has made in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So persons earning above $3,000 per month, the 10% would apply to them.
Mm-hmm. So if I earned $3,000 or less a month, I pay 10%.
Well, you're exempted from paying taxes.
I exempted from paying taxes.
Yes.
So if I earn how much that allow me to pay?
Above
3,000.
Yes.
So I pay 10%.
10%.
Of that. So it means I pay $300 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If I earned, $60,000?
$60,000.
That means I'm working for $5,000 a month.
Yes, so it's it's from above $3,000 up to $60,000. Well, per year. Above $36,000 per year to $60,000 per year.
Right, so between that, I pay 30%.
You pay 10%.
So what she's saying in essence, right? Persons whose annual salary runs from $36,000 to $60,000 flat, yeah. they pay 10%. Once their salary exceeds the $60,000, yes. then they would fall into that 30%. So both 30% would apply and the 10% would apply.
Okay, so yes. once I'm below 60, I'm paying
just the 10.
Just the 10. Yeah, once yes. above 60,
10 and 30.
I'm paying 10 and 30.
And that will be for the 2017 period.
For the 2017.
Yes.
2017. So it means not, so persons paying the taxes for 2016 still pay under the old
yes.
system.
Yes, the 15 and 30%.
The 15 and 30%.
Correct.
Percent. Uh-huh. So that in itself bring us, so the effect would take place for 2017 as of January.
Correct.
2017.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if I come to, when I paid my income, personal income tax as of the end of March,
mm-hmm.
I'm paying under the old system.
Correct.
Yes, so those mm-hmm. who have paid, they will pay under the old system, the 15.
15.
Yes.
So when I come 2018,
yes.
I will be paying
the
under the new system.
Yes. Under the new yes. rates, yes.
Okay, so that should save me a little bit of money.
Oh, yes.
All right, okay.
So you see, we're working with our taxpayers.
Well, I could understand that. It feels good. It feels real good. So
yes.
that mean well, that's why the economy doing a bit better because...
Oh, yes. of course.
That is one of the incentives.
Okay, so the Prime Minister also announced a registration amnesty. Tell us about a little more about it and what has been the response to that.
The response has been excellent, I would say, right? Based on the amount of registration forms that would have come into the department by business owners. The registration amnesty was for established businesses that are not registered with Inland Revenue Division. So once a business has been in operation for more than 30 days and not registered with the division, the amnesty would have applied to them. During the amnesty, the failure to register penalty of $2,500 based on Section 77 was waived, right? Of course, the period would have ended on 31st of March because it ran from January 1st to the 31st of March. So business who are in operation now, whether small, medium, or large, they know they would be liable to that penalty of $2,500 coming in because the period has ended.
Which mm-hmm. were the end of March?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2017.
17,
yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So now the amnesty is for person, as you said, once you're 30 days, and I interviewed the person before who talked, once you're 30 days mm-hmm. and above as a business, you should register. You
yes.
come in and
yes.
you get a tax number. Is that you get a tax number?
You do. You yes. get a tax identification
number. You get a tax number,
yes.
Identification number. Now, if you come now to register, you would have to pay.
You're liable for the penalty of $2,500.
Yeah, once you're established before.
Oh.
Yes. New businesses,
uh-huh.
once you register within that 30 days,
uh-huh. you're okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
You're okay. That's
yes.
going forward in 2017.
Yes. But once you were established before the okay. amnesty,
uh-huh.
then you would have that $2,500 will be
applied.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could right. come have a talk with the people in Inland Revenue and they may give me a help, I'm sure, if I can't. I mean,
well, we're all about compliance.
Well, I'm sure.
I
know you're all about compliance, but
yes.
If a little business start and the man say, watch, I didn't come and register, but I come now, I'm sure you all have a discussion with him and help.
Of course, of
okay.
course.
We'll have a discussion. We'll let you know what you're obligated to do and we'll educate the taxpayer.
Right. Okay, but you're not too sure.
Sure,
well, that's fine with that. I have a problem. But at least there are some windows that open.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That
I think it will be an opportunity now for us to educate that taxpayer and tell them, you know, what they should do versus what. You
okay.
know,
so, generally, you would say the changes that you've made in the past 3 years has mm-hmm. helped the Inland Revenue Department to collect more revenue and has helped you to be clearer to the general public.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I think we have a better relation now with taxpayers. So it makes them more compliant.
Oh, that's a very good thing.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Emlyn Samuel, who is the legal assistant, and Ms. Corrine Maureen Alexander, public relations officer. They're talking to us about Inland Revenue Department, and they're making real money, boy. They pass their targets, and I believe that's a big thing happening, which is very good. You know, normally government is struggling to pay their bills. I haven't heard government complain about struggling to pay their bills. So I'm going to speak now. We take a break, come back and speak to Ms. Allison Cavellette, who is the Deputy Controller in the Ministry of Finance, and we'll talk to her about what are the things she's doing in there. We come right back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance, and I've been speaking early on with Miss Emlyn Samuel, who is the legal assistant and there in Inland Revenue Department, and Miss Corinne Moran Alexander, public relations officer. And now I have with me, yes, Miss Allison Cavell-Lett, who is the deputy controller there in custom. Good day to you, and welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you, Pastor Simon, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, very good to have you. It's the first time you're here, right?
No, it's the second this, or third.
The second or third?
Yes. The last time I was here, we were speaking about like incentives.
Oh, yeah, you look very different in your custom, without your custom uniform.
It's Friday, we dress down.
Oh, you dress down on Fridays?
Yes, we do.
Very good, it's nice though. Okay, so how is things going at the custom?
Well, it is getting better. We are collecting more than our target, so it is good.
Everybody's surpassing the targets?
We're not as excellent as Inland Revenue, but we're doing good.
Okay. Now, what is your responsibility as deputy controller of the custom?
Well, I have a lot of responsibilities.
Tell us some of them.
I'm responsible for the post-clearance services. I am responsible for strategic planning. I am also responsible for communications. And I think we could leave it there.
We could leave it there. Okay. Well, I have quite a lot of responsibility. Okay. Now, I understand that the custom is going through a reform process. What is the reform? What it is all about? And why are you all doing this reform?
Okay, so at customs, reform is timely, right? Because we need to put sound policies in place to have a well-functioning customs administration that provides traders with transparency, predictability, and speedy clearance of goods. Our aim is to ensure efficiency and transparency in customs operation. We work at simplification of processes to limit the time spent at the port so that traders can have their goods on the shelf in a speedier time. And our Asikura wall is the trader's best friend.
What is Asida?
Asikura.
Asikura wall. What is that?
Right. It's an automated system for customs data, and it allows for persons to carry out their transaction, whether they're in Grenada, in France, so long as they have access to the system, we can do that.
Okay.
So, but what fast-tracked this particular reform and modernization program was a review by IMF in 2014, in which they suggested a reform for us in to do in terms of corporate and business strategic planning, to implement and strengthen commitment to the principle of risk management, to strengthen management leadership, to implement effective control programs, and to implement a reorganization and improve customs resource management at customs.
So it's pretty much, so in the whole process of reorganizing, it comes with a structural adjustment that we were doing. The IMF recommended that you make some changes to create efficiency, but at the same time to help you and the customer, the people who own companies and get in, because it used to take a long time to get things off the docks.
Yes, and that has been, it's shortened now because we have Asikura. You could go in any time in the day, night, wherever you are, put in your information on the system. Before, it was customs putting the information into the system. Now it's the broker or the agent, wherever you are,
putting it in. So talk to us about the process.
Okay. So the process for the reform, we were assisted by Ms. Sherilee Fields, our Peripatetic Advisor for Revenue Administration. In terms of strengthening senior and middle management capabilities, this is done through coaching and mentoring in areas of program delivery, leadership, performance management, and change management. Now, this is very critical to the sustainability of the reform and the modernization program. In terms of human resource management, we continue to work on improved recruitment practices by identifying critical positions at customs, as well as continuing to support work on addressing underperformance and disciplinary action. We are looking to align to the alignment of effective performance management to strategic goals and the operational performance, as well as the development of the legal interpretation skills with respect to our Customs Act and customs regulations. We recognize that without filling the critical positions in customs, the reform and modernization program would not succeed, and there will be no transformational change if the performance management issues are not addressed in a timely manner. We have looked at planning and reporting to translate strategic plans into operational plans, as well as to create strategic and operational reports to assist in measuring effectiveness of the developing plans and to identify areas of risk and investment. At Customs, data is required on a daily basis, so it is important that we collect, analyze, and share specified data with our stakeholders. To this end, we are identifying the key performance indicators, which will enhance the use of data analysis. It will ensure accuracy of reporting by verifying data and allow for planning within customs to align with the plans and budget of government. Without effective reporting, progress will be difficult to measure. It will lack the ability to motivate change as it not seen. We're looking at data integrity now. We're looking to increase priority there, addressing significant data integrity by establishing data standards and controls for the completion of critical data. For example, the Inspection Act. Now, the Inspection Act is something that the officers would create in customs, and it will really tell you the trends and patterns, who is doing what and what you have to do. So if the data is not good, then you're not getting a good trend and pattern. We also want to incorporate quality assurance regimes to support improved adherence to policies and procedures. We're also looking at addressing our IT system issues by progressing the development of IT strategies and to take advantage of both regional support with our donors. We have a contract now with UNTAD, and they're the people that have developed Asikura World. So, what we're doing now, we're implementing new modules, like exemptions and valuations. We have on the table right now single window, where we have e-licensing with other governmental agencies like Ministry of Health, Agriculture, and the police. So this is where we at now in terms of the progress.
Right, so single windows, meaning that these different Department of Government can come to you and you have a specific module that deals specifically to that ministry.
Right. So once you go onto the system, you stay in the Ministry of Agriculture, the Bureau of Standards, wherever you are, and the broker or the agent who apply for the license or the permit, they would see it on the system, they would approve it there. So you're raising a lot of the footprints going here and there. So you could just go on the system, apply for it, they approve it, you come to customs, clearance.
Wow, that would be a big, big move. I mean, jeez. And all the walking around we had to do.
Yes.
And customs and there and here and here, and you're asking direction to find places. And then you waste a lot of time because normally we would say, whenever you had to go to the port, put aside a day.
Yes.
I mean, pretty much. Now you're saying, and even I went to the port to get some things done, much quicker.
Yes.
I mean, within a few hours I was out. Compared to a couple of years ago, you were there for pretty much for 3/4 of the day.
Yes.
And the custom officer sometimes didn't used to bother with us. They do their own thing. Now they're bothering. It's more customer service friendly atmosphere, which is very good. Same with the Inland Revenue Department. So you mean that you're all working?
Yes, we are.
That's right. So let me ask, so where are you now in the whole process? What are the things that are happening?
Well, the main thing for us right now is to advance the implementation of the custom structure. And this will allow for the establishment of clear lines of accountability. And We have made significant strides. We have submitted to the Ministry of Finance our proposal, and we want to change it from being solely operational to have responsibility under the functional and the operational areas. We've had retreats on change management, performance management, leadership, planning, risk management, and reporting. And we have implemented the Appeals Commission. Now, this is part of what is required from our law act, the last act that we've had for customs. And it's different in
terms... Appeal Commission, meaning that if I have an issue
right.
with custom,
mm-hmm.
I can go to this appeal.
Right.
Compare before and custom tell you something, that's it, you're done. You can't hear nobody talk to.
Well, before you could have gone to the court directly.
Yeah, but I ain't
But happening. Now, after you've dealt with the administrative part,
right.
you can now go to the Appeals Commission.
Right.
And then after the Appeals Commission, if you're still not satisfied, you can go to the court.
Okay.
So there's this
A
in
process
between.
Which gives right. you... something you can, somewhere you can go before you actually go to court and spend a certain money with them lawyers in town.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Appeals Commission have the same powers and responsibility as the court. So they would ask you to bring in your witness, your evidence, everything. Oh. They would
wow.
send you a summon if you need to come and speak. So it's going to be a good process. And like I said, we want transparency when you do business with customs. So that will also help in terms of bringing up the image of our department. You know, people don't like taxpayers.
No, well, that's true.
Right.
I mean, we always read our problem with taxes and paying duties
right.
and all of that.
Yes.
But if it's right and if it's
exactly.
fair, I could quarrel about it, but I have to come back and say, but if fair, you know.
Exactly. So all these processes that we've gone about will help our traders, our stakeholders to understand
right.
our process.
Right. And then I would think, too, the rules are same for everybody, because sometimes you think people get preferential treatment because of who custom officer they know.
Yes.
And pretty much if you don't know nobody, they mm-hmm. treat you a different
way. But
that
is not so.
So that is changing.
That is not so. I don't think it has ever been so.
Well, no, it is so, because I could tell you of my own experience
mm-hmm.
and the experience of other people
mm-hmm.
where people are treated differently because of. I mean, that's just a reality of life. And I understand that. But I'm simply saying what you are doing now
mm-hmm.
is helping to put structures in place
yes.
to avoid these things happening.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
If you go to the airport, if you go to Grenville or Carrico, the procedures should be the
should
same.
Should be the same, right.
Right? So it shouldn't be different when you come to St. George's to when you go to the airport.
Mm, right. That's the point. So what you're doing is helping us to have fairness across the country.
Exactly.
And make it happen.
Okay.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to leave with us?
I just want to add that we've also have a draft customs brokers regulation that we've sent out to the brokers. Now, business with the brokers will change. It's not as normal business. Now you have to be certified yearly. You have to be bonded. You have to pay a certain amount of money every year in order to conduct business with us.
So you can't just jump up and be a broker no more.
Oh, no.
Those days are over.
Days are over.
Okay. All right. You're all through? Those are the things you want me to know?
Yes, for now.
All right. And you're making money?
We are making money.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And it's good to make money, because in our country, we have to make sure that the balance of trade is there.
Right.
What we import, what we export.
Yes.
And then we have a lot of bills to pay as a country.
I agree.
So it's good to be making money.
The wage bill alone of government is over, what, $20 million? The wage bill alone.
The wage bill alone is a lot, yes.
I think we're eating about 60 cents in every dollar when it comes to our wages, which is too high.
Yes.
Which is way, way, way too high. And I think that's what you're trying to do, is bring it down. And I guess that's why government is going through the process of, if they're send them 100 people, they hire just a certain amount.
Yes.
The kind of
the attrition policy.
Mm-hmm. So it means that everybody's doing their part, and
yes.
hopefully within another three to 5 years,
yes.
Grenada should be in a much better place in doing business and helping
each
of
us.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Alison Cavellette,
yes.
Deputy Controller within the Ministry of Finance, but also specific responsibility on the custom. Thank you so much for sharing with us today and giving us information pertaining with that. We also had Miss Emlyn Samuel, who is the legal assistant within the Inland Revenue Department, and Karine Moraine Alexander, the public relation officer. within the Inland Revenue Department. Folks, thank you so much for coming. Okay. I appreciate your sharing. It has been a great discussion with you this morning. I learned something more about the Inland Revenue Department, customs, and all you're doing good and boy, they're making real money. Boy, they're making money. That's a good thing. Hopefully the bills will be paid and the Honourable Prime Minister will not be complaining and going and running overdraft in the bank to pay us. You mean you're meeting a monthly payment. Folks, thank you so much again. Thank you for listening. And this program will be uploaded on the website, sgbcgrenada.com, for you to listen. Also on our SoundCloud page and also with the Ministry of Finance website. If you go there, this program will be there. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you for joining me here today on the Ministry of Finance as we discuss matters pertaining to the development of our country. Have a great week. Look forward in us sharing what we know about our wonderful island and the Ministry of Finance. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.